This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. An upcoming theatre show by Kudos Productions is hoping to take audiences on a psychological thriller of an adventure with a play called Floor 43. The show starts off with two men who wake up in a nightmare on the 43rd floor, where they are being held captive by a demon. Must say, that certainly sounds quite interesting. The show is on from the 9th to the 18th of November. And joining me today are producer Josh Blake, who is also acting in the show, and actors Nabil Musawir and Jazz Yap. How's everyone doing today?
Hi, doing good.
Yeah, I'm doing fine.
So this is... You know, from the get-go, it sounds like a really interesting premise for a production. What is it actually about? What's the story?
Well, it's a horror-ish story that actually does look into the relationship of two guys and how they deal with each other and also the entity that's in the room so that they can try and figure a way out. So it does explore a lot of their humanity, their themselves also. They look into themselves. So it's got a lot of elements involved in it on top of the horror that being showcased.
And Josh and Nabil, the both of you are playing the two lead characters, right?
Yes. Yep.
Tell me a little bit about the two guys that you play.
So I'm going to start with Harun. Yeah. So I'm going to be playing a character named Harun. So Harun is basically a guy that has been quite happy with his life. He's been all over the place in the sense that he's just glad to be alive. But then suddenly he was caught and he was stuck in this room. So we follow the journey of Harun and how he tried his best to escape the room. So basically the story is just about that, the incident happened inside the room and how Harun, being himself, being as, maybe you can say, quirky and stuff.
Yeah, I would say he is quirky. So I'm playing John. And John is this guy who has a very different past compared to a lot of people. And from his past, he has had to hold a lot of responsibilities and he feels responsible for what is happening right now. And him bringing Harun on board to help him out, it's just one of his ways to cope with his past and also to move forward with his own life at the same time.
So these two characters, they actually have a prior relationship before ending up on this 43rd floor? Or do they only meet each other for the first time there?
They only meet each other for the first time there.
They meet each other for the first time there.
Okay.
So it's like a stranger. Like, both of them are stranger to each other.
Yeah.
And it makes things much, much weirder.
Okay.
Because you're like a stranger and then you're stuck in this room and for the next few hours. So, yeah, it's awkward.
Very awkward.
I can imagine. Especially, you know, being as there's going to be a demon around.
Yes, that thing.
Jazz, you've been very quiet so far, but I hear that you are, right?
Yes, I am. I am actually the demon, and I have a sidekick with me. So, yes, and I'm there to haunt people, basically to kill.
Yeah. How did you end up in this role?
Wow. I don't know, really.
Did you know this was the role you were auditioning for?
No. It's like very general during the audition. They just ask you to do a few things and then started the training. Even during the training, they don't even know if I am the one. Only until like mid of the training when the director just go like, yep, that's her.
And what is this demon character? What is her function or what is her part in the story? I know you're trying not to give too much away.
I'm trying to kill people. No, I have a very sad story. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's basically just sad story and then anger and then revenge and the whole lot.
The show is written and directed by Jude James.
Yes.
What are the themes or the ideas that he explores through this story?
Well, I think one of the things that we've talked about before and what we always want to talk about is how we want to share stories. And through the script, although it does have the elements of horror and that's what a lot of people do enjoy watching, underneath it all through the writing, you can see that there is a lot of relationship issues and things that deals with the humanity of a person and how they interact with each other through the whole thing also. So that's where he does his mind always goes to, like finding the how he can share relationships and different kinds of relationships with people.
And Kudos tends to, even in the last production, Kudos tends to work on these premises that are quite fantasy, surreal based. The previous one was based on fairy tales.
Yes.
Why do you think this is? What attracts your production company and Jude as the writer and director to these approaches?
Well, on top of the world having a lot of these issues going on, a lot of people just want to escape. And theatre is just one of those other forms. They don't want to go to theatre to be reminded, oh, look, the world is bad. They do want to go and watch a movie. Like when they watch Venom, they want to escape and watch Venom. When they watch a horror, they want to escape into that horror world. They want to be scared. So it's the same thing with Kudos' work also. That's exactly what we want to do. We want to be that escape for people. And that's where they can just come in and enjoy themselves. Don't have to. They can forget about the world for a while, at least just for a little bit.
What is the mood of Floor 43? Is it going to be that psychological thriller horror experience?
Yeah, I think is we touch more on violence. I mean, like
violence.
Can look at violence.
You guys all sound very happy to be in a show that sounds really quite dark.
Yeah, because I feel like it's kind of rare to have like violence, like mentally and physically violent, to be like the core values of the play. So it is surrounded by this. Yeah, values. Yeah. And I think it's nice for a character like Harun to be part of a play which focuses on violence. Because he's not a violent guy.
So again, although there's a lot of violence, I think like even Jazz can say that her character explores a lot more than just the violence.
Yes,
also.
It's full of relationship. Like there's bromance there. And there's like some relationship.
There's no bromance.
Like, there is. Like you guys will know. There is.
So what is it like as actors to be in a production like this that, it's quite cinematic in many ways and approaches themes or aspects of, I think, especially psychologically, places that can be quite dark?
I feel like it's the same as if you're watching a movie, you know, like you have like all this jump scare where you know the audience would be scared. For me, like as a performer, I feel like the best part of doing this play is that you will never know which part of the play that the audience would be like, wow, that is something different. Because we're not approaching it in like a typical horror movies where they approach it with like a jump scare or like this ugly looking, you know, ghost. Where our ghost is not ugly at all. I mean, you can see her right
now. Oh, thank you.
What about you guys? What is it like as actors to take on these kind of roles in this kind of a story?
It's interesting for me. Even though I am the demon, but it's not just about killing and stuff. It's the full story from before when I'm not the demon, and then when I am the demon, and then when the story hits the end, like the feeling is like really, really different. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even for me playing John also, he's a character that has gone through a lot, and there's a lot of things from all of us from our past also that we sort of can draw, but some of them take a big extreme jump to where it's supposed to be. But all these characters also, everyone can follow their journey and understand why they're doing it or what's going on, because in the end they can empathize with everyone, whether the intention is good or bad.
Yeah, everyone have their own story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what's interesting is actually that you guys are a pretty, it's a tight cast. There's the three of you, and then there's also Agzir Hans William, who's playing the fourth character in the show. Yes. So, you know, essentially the success of the story depends on the four of you having great chemistry and sort of a presence on stage.
Yes.
What is
yes.
this like for you?
I feel like in a play, from my experience, I feel like in a play, it all started with a piece of script. So it was written by Jude James and it's directed by Jude James. So he had this vision on how he wants to play the game, you know. So he wanted to do this and he needs a player. So the player would be the actors. And I feel like the volume of the actors are not that significant, but the quality of the actors, we are focusing on that. It's like as long as you know your character, that doesn't mean that when we have four characters, we are more tight. You can say that we're tighter in a way, but it's more more focused on the individual part of the actor. Mm-hmm. So it's like if there's two actors and if we have an experience with an amateur actor, so it plays an important role in the sense that it doesn't matter the volume of the actors, but the quality and the experience of the actor.
Uh-huh. And I guess it's mostly also the attitude that they have and bring onto the set. Because, one thing great about all of us is that we all come in with a positive attitude. Yes, it is horror. Yes, we deal with a lot of violence and dark matters. But we always support each other. If someone needs help, we do help them out. If someone is going through something, we do listen to them and all that. So I guess in that sense, yes, we are tight. It's because of our attitude itself towards each other. Mm-hmm. We do respect each other in a lot of ways also.
Yeah.
What was the workshopping process and the rehearsal process for the production? You know, Jazz, you mentioned earlier, for instance, that you only knew sort of halfway through that you were going to be playing the demon character. How did your roles evolve? What was the process of getting into the production like?
Well, getting in, go for audition. And they choose you, then just work hard, I guess.
that should be that easy, right?
Well, it's really hard for me. It's because everyone, you know, have experience at some point, or, you know.
Right, and this is your first production, isn't
it? Yes. Yeah. Good and bad. It's like you have to match them, but then they are there to support you. So, yeah, I'm glad that I come to Kudos first.
We managed to do a couple of shows, right? Yeah, and we realized that the rehearsal process has been quite lengthy, in a sense that we've been doing it for the past 2.5 months.
Yeah.
Oh. Yes.
And it was, that is quite long, actually.
Yeah, and it was intense, like maybe 3 times a week.
3 times a week, and minimum 3 hours a day.
Yeah.
So it's
sometimes four.
Sometimes four. Yeah, it does go on at times, depending on how the process is going for that particular day.
And did you guys know that you were going to be playing these roles from the beginning?
Yeah, for me,
I think Nabil and I knew quite early, much earlier than Jazz did.
That's not fair.
Like for me, I went for a script reading and they told me that you'll be playing Harun. And I think it's because Harun, he and John, he has like a... The whole play is about him and John. So I think it's very vital for the director to inform me.
And how do you guys bring the show to life on stage in terms of the staging, the sets, the costumes? What will the audience be seeing?
It's a very minimal set. I would say that there are only 4 things on stage.
Not many.
There's only 4 things on stage when they first come in.
So they're no sort of overtly like horror driven costumes or stage settings or things like that.
No, I think the one way we're going to explore this is through lights and even through just the stories.
Yes,
the lines.
Cues. It's just all the basic elements of theatre that we're going to play with just to make the experience much more stronger.
Yeah.
For each of you personally, what is the way that you connected with your character? What was your sort of entry point into finding that moment that clicks?
For me and Harun personally, we are like a separate entity, you know. I don't dress like him, I don't talk or walk like him. But then I realized one thing about him is that if I meet this guy, you know, on the street, I'll be like, hey, I'm interested to know you because he's very interesting. And
I
feel like the reason why I can connect to him is the fact that I am interested in playing Harun. I am interested to know these kind of people. You know, those people who's very happy all the time and they're very quirky in a sense that they love all these anime and shows and stuff like that. I love those people. You know? I can't be one of them, but I love and I want to be friends with them. Yeah.
Well, for me, John, basically a lot of the things that we have in common is from our past also, and I draw a lot of it from my past itself. Of course, it's not as extreme as John's. I'm just amplifying a lot of it. But that's where I find the similarities, because that's one of the easiest ways to find similar experiences that you've been through also. Mm-hmm. John is just a guy that I think if you did meet him on the street, you would avoid.
I will.
And Jazz, yours, was it a stretch to find a way to connect with a demon?
Yeah, I wouldn't say I have any similarity with a demon.
Hey. She said she wouldn't say.
I wouldn't say. But yeah, it's for me, it's explore to the other world. Like the sadness, the angry, it's like I've never been there. I mean, I've been really lucky. Like my life is all, you know, pretty and, you know, easy. But the demon, it's like, other than sad, it's like dark. There's a lot of like things that happen to her. So yeah, I have to imagine like what is going on and yeah, just basically explore what is happening and from the past and then draw it to like now when I am the demon, how would I feel? Yeah.
So why should anyone come and watch Floor 43?
Because it's fun.
Really?
Despite all the horror.
Fun?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, because like horror, when it comes to horror, right, a lot of people say, oh, I'm too scared to watch or I don't want to watch. But in the end, they still go and
this
watch.
This is true.
They cover their faces, but their eyes are still peeking through, you know? In the end, people do love that.
Yeah, I'm one of those people. Yeah. I won't go alone, but if someone will go with me, I'll go.
Yeah,
it's more than horror. It's more than thriller.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's bromance. There's love. Friendship.
It just explores a lot of things that people in not only in Malaysia but all around can relate to the characters,
at
the
some
story.
Point.
Well, thank you very much for coming to talk to me about the show.
thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
I've been speaking to Josh Blake, Nabil Musawir, and Jazz Yap, who are all performing in a theatrical production called Floor 43 by Kudos Productions. It's showing from the 9th to the 18th of November at Blink Box PJ. Tickets are priced from RM25 to RM45 and are available at flr43.ptix.com. If you missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcasts on our BFM app. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.